We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu. 50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Thursday!
And what up, Toronto?
What's happening?
What's up, guys?
Hey, good morning.
Happy to
on
be
this Thursday.
It's definitely the weekend.
Absolutely.
Remember, we said last week that from now on, officially, Thursday is going to be the weekend. Life is all about perspective. Life is what you make it.
Correct.
You want the day to be the weekend, it can be the weekend. I say today is the start of the weekend.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that at all.
It should be like that.
Works
in America.
For me.
Friday should be a mental health day for every single American. Okay. That should be it. No work on Friday. No school on Friday. Everybody just disconnect.
Now, we can make that happen now. Because if we really think about it, we really have mad vacation time because we really haven't gone anywhere because of COVID. So, to make it a three-day weekend. Oh, yeah. Let me speak for myself. Well, to make it a three-day weekend, you know, until January 1st, I think we might even make that happen.
Oh, I didn't want to be selfish.
Next Friday's a holiday.
What's next Friday?
Angela Yee Day. Okay. August 28th, every single year. Yesterday, I was filming for Angela Yee Day. We're doing a virtual concert since we can't do anything in person, and I'm excited. And so it's filming in Jamaica, in Trinidad, and in Queens. We filmed in Queens yesterday, so we did that part. So shout out to everybody who's participating. Beanie Man's performing, which I'm really excited for as well. Christopher Martin, Tyrus Riley, Noah Power, Hood Celebrity, Cranium. It's going to be really fun.
Dope.
I didn't want to be selfish. I wanted it to be a thing for everybody, but you know,
they could take off.
Everybody can take off next Friday.
Everybody can take off, yeah, if you can. I'm just putting a suggestion out there,
okay,
guys and gals.
Even before this, though? Friday was always kind of a throwaway day for me. I used to always say that.
All right, well, I can see why you feel that way. It's a mailing day.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
You know it, day three of the Democratic National Convention. That was last night.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
What's happening?
Where we starting, Yee?
Well, we'll start with the Democratic National Convention. Last night was night three, and this is when Kamala Harris officially accepted her nomination. So that was exciting. And one thing she did was talk about her mother.
My mother taught me that service to others gives life purpose and meaning. And oh, how I wish she were here tonight, but I know she's looking down on me. I keep thinking about that 25-year-old Indian woman who gave birth to me at Kaiser Hospital in Oakland, California. On that day, she probably could have never imagined that I would be standing before you now and speaking these words. I accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States of America.
Mm. Our former President Barack Obama also spoke, and he talked about Donald Trump being his successor and not growing into the job the way he could have.
I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends, no interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. And the consequences of that failure are severe.
You know, President Obama speaking on Trump like that doesn't happen too often. You don't hear a former president speaking on his successor like that too often. But it was good to hear him break protocol and have, you know, have that conversation to America, because it shows the urgency of the times. You know what I mean? If Donald Trump is such a threat to our democracy, which if you've been paying attention, he definitely is, they got to start speaking to that in a real direct way. And, you know, as far as Senator Harris, I thought her speech was very solid. You know, number one, Kamala just carries herself presidential. She always has. And, you know, she spoke about ending injustices in criminal justice, law enforcement, healthcare. She didn't speak to any policy in particular, but just saying things like, you know, there is no vaccine for racism. We have to do the work. You know, she addressed a lot of things that I care about. And I need them to start talking about, you know, reparations, though, economic equity packages for Black people. But other than that, I really enjoyed her speech, because you don't hear those type of conversations at DNC conventions too much. Conversations about, you know, ending racism and, you know, criminal injustices in the criminal justice system and law enforcement and healthcare and how that affects Black people. Like, you don't hear those conversations too much at like the DNC.
Usually very generic.
Well, one person who did not enjoy was Donald Trump. Clearly, he was watching. He was tweeting. Why did he refuse to endorse Slow Joe until it was all over? And even then was very late. Why did he try to get him not to run? Then he tweeted, he spied on my campaign and got caught. That's all about Obama. And then he also tweeted out, and this clearly is about Kamala Harris, but didn't she call him a racist? Didn't she say he was incompetent? He was on a tweeting spree last night.
Yeah, he always is.
We don't have clips from Hillary. Hillary was great, too. And Hillary said, I told y'all, word to little Boosie.
Well, yeah, we actually do have Hillary Clinton, and she was talking about her election, and this can't be shoulda, woulda, coulda.
For 4 years, people have told me, I didn't realize how dangerous he was. I wish I could do it all over. Or worst, I should have voted. Look, this can't be another woulda, coulda, shoulda election. If you vote by mail, request your ballot now and send it back right away. If you vote in person, do it early. Become a poll worker. Most of all, no matter what, vote. And don't forget, Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me.
Damn. Oh, y'all ain't played a part when she said, I told y'all, word to little Boosie daughter. She shouted out little Boosie daughter. And then she said, put your vote on live. I'll give you $1,000. Y'all ain't see that
Shut
part?
Up. Shut up,
That
man.
Was the uncensored speech.
Yeah, that was uncensored. We didn't see that
she
part.
She did say something in that speech that's very important when she said people should goddamn be poll workers. She was not talking about the strip club. She was talking about actually working the voter booth. And I thought about this, right? I thought about this about a month ago. If people are afraid of the pandemic, you know, which some people will be, who usually works the polls? It's older people. So maybe this is the time, this is the year where a younger generation goes out there and decides to be poll workers. And I think you get paid in some states for being a poll worker. So I don't know what the age requirement is, but, you know, some of y'all looking for a little change, y'all should look into that and go work them polls in November.
Maybe we should do it and set the precedent.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think we should. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
How do we figure that? How do we do that?
Yeah, how do we
I'll
do
look
that?
Into it. I'll get us the information.
Have you done your jury duty yet? Talk about doing a poll?
I filled out the form and everything. Okay. They sent it to me, filled it out online. I swear I did.
She's the only one that hasn't done anything about jury duty in 10 years.
Hasn't
even mentioned it.
You are a liar. I really did. I filled out the form.
That's front page news.
They said I work with criminals. They said I work with criminals, so I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
That's right. Felonies is the only time. That's the only time it's good to have felonies when you got jury duty.
Yep.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime? Yes, I have. Assault and battery with intent to kill, pointing and presenting a firearm. Yeah. That's me.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello.
Chandler, why are you whispering this morning? You don't be usually calling up here whispering. What's the problem?
Oh, it's early, man. It's early. My bad. Good morning. Congratulations to y'all for being Hall of Fame, first off. Y'all got to drop a bomb for yourselves.
Thank you, King. Drop on a cruise bus for the goddamn Hall of Fame Breakfast Club. First ballot.
So what's up, brother?
And then, first off, I want to tell y'all Project Power is probably the best Netflix movie I've ever seen.
So
I'm telling you, the Jamie Foxx movie. I watched it twice over the weekend.
Really?
And then, yes, I'm telling y'all. And then two, Charlamagne, I'm surprised you didn't get that fool. His name started with a K. He was a rookie that was undrafted, played for the Seattle Seahawks. He got cut because he tried to sneak a chick in the hotel room.
Yeah, we spoke about it.
Guys there with like Seattle Seahawks like gear on, like that was gonna work. Like they wasn't gonna know that she was a girl. So I'm surprised you didn't do that. You know, but I just felt like that should have been a donkey today, and just want to say, you know, like I said, once again, thanks again, because my gel shorts have been working really good for me riding my bike.
I told you them gel shorts work, brother.
I mean, listen, first of all, guys and girls have been using gel to ride for years. Okay, knock it off. Didn't need me to tell you that.
Good morning.
Well, you're welcome, brother.
Have a blessed one.
All right, man. See you on the road.
How you going to take credit for KY? That's what KY is for.
It's not KY.
Can't believe you, Envy.
Shut up. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Hemi Freeman calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
First off, I want to congratulate y'all on y'all's first ballot nomination. Be respectful.
First ballot Radio Hall of Famers. Thank you, King.
Yeah. I also want to shout out Angie Martinez and Sway, because, you know.
Yep, that's right. And Donnie Simpson.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see all these hip-hop legends getting respected like this and everything like that. Also, I wanted to holler at y'all again. You know, Envy kind of moved me off the phone last time. Like, we was on Barnell Hill Show. You know what I'm saying?
What about Barnell Hill Show?
You said what?
I said the Barnell Hill Show. You got to be a certain age or be from a certain hip-hop aesthetic to get that reference, but continue. That's Martin, by the way.
Yeah, but I just wanted to shout out my business real quick. Here on the Breakfast Club real quick. I said like early in the week, we filmmakers called Brothers is Broke Entertainment. You know, we trying to become Brothers is Bougie. And we just want people to check us out. Brothers is Broke, not Brothers, but Brothers, BROTHASISBROKE.
All right, brother. Have a good one, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Angela Coons.
Hey, Angela Coons.
Terrible last name.
Get it off your chest.
I thought she said Angela Coons. Yeah.
No,
that's
Angela
what I heard.
Coons. Come on now.
Oh, Coons.
Hey, y'all are ridiculous. Something wrong with y'all.
Forget it. I thought she said
That sounds like to me. But go ahead, mama.
I just wanted to call in and just say that I feel particularly blessed. I work with a lot of phenomenal young people over at On Track New York. I'm a psychiatrist. And I just have to celebrate because one of our participants got his bail dismissed. And even in the midst of COVID-19 and everything that's going on, there are young people still recovering and healing and going out there and getting what they need in life. So I just want to say I feel particularly blessed this morning because of that.
All right.
Word.
Well, you have a good morning, mama. Blessing. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Simeo.
Hey, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm calling for Flint. I just want to say what's up to you guys. And thanks for always being positive. Since I always look to you guys every morning, made me become an entrepreneur. So in Flint out here, we're still having water problems. So that made me create a product for your hair and skin, which a lot of people damaged from my water crisis. Since then, we've been selling out, man. So I want to thank you guys for inspiring me.
That's right. Dope. What's the name of the product, sir?
It's called Golden Glow Product. You can find us on Instagram at Golden Glow Products LLC, or you can just catch me on Instagram too at Simeo Season. That's S-I-M-E-O Season, S-E-A-S-O-N.
Listen, answer me a question. I read yesterday how Michigan is paying $600 million to victims of the Flint water crisis. How is that going to work? Do you know? Have they reached out to y'all yet?
No, they haven't reached out to us. They've been telling us a lot of things. So far, they've been repairing some of the pipes and different things out here. But so far, I haven't heard anything. There's still people out here, man, taking, you know, water bottle showers and everything, man. So with me, you know, I got nieces and nephews. I got a lot of family and friends out here in Flint. So I've been traveling back and forth home, trying to get my product out, you know. It's still bad out here, man. I think people need to know that. Even with this pandemic going on, you know, we've been going through a pandemic, you know.
Word.
That's right. They said a lot of that is for the kids, and they're most concerned about the kids who are damaged, and they're also going to look at how much people suffered, and that's how they're going to determine who gets how much money. It's crazy.
Wow. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes. And this man is claiming that he got married because he was hypnotized. We'll tell you what famous actress that we all used to love. Now we don't like her too much. Her husband is saying that about her.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Stacey Dash did file for divorce from her fourth husband, and she filed for divorce in April. She posted on social media, "Hello, everyone. My husband and I have made the hard decision of ending our marriage. After much prayer, I feel this is the right path for both of us. I wish him nothing but the best. Thank you, everyone, for your support and respecting our privacy during this difficult time." Well, according to Stacey Dash's husband's lawyer, there are new documents that they have filed in response to that divorce, and they want to get the marriage annulled. Now, according to the documents, he only took his vows after Stacey's pastor put some serious religious pressure on him. He says they got married April 6, 2018, but that's only because 10 days prior, he says the pastor unexpectedly and suddenly proclaimed that it was God's will that they get married and that his ability to consent to the marriage was hijacked by the use of hypnotic prayer techniques. So not sure if he got hypnotized, but he's saying it was too much pressure.
No, sir. It's just called being married to a black woman. Okay, I don't care how Stacey acts, she's still a black woman. And when you got all that melanin in the house, trust me, it can feel like you're hypnotized. I've been hypnotized for 22 years by my queen, so I know. All right? Wasn't no goddamn black magic. Black girl magic.
All right. Now, PNB Rock versus Rod Wave. What is going on with these two over the past few days? This all started with PNB Rock saying that he feels like a lot of the new music coming out these days makes him feel depressed. People felt like this was a shot at Rod Wave as they were saying this on social media. You know, that can hype things up. Well, here's what Rod Wave had to say in response.
Don't be thinking this sweet. Niggas ain't connected to reality no more. I why they can't make reality music. You feel me? So that's why they be making all that dancing. Ass hop around, pop booty shaking music, you feel me? Keep me out of that shit.
Well, PNB then responded to Rod Wave, and here's what he had to say about Rod Wave being his son.
I ain't say shit about the nigga that's making music for the trenches, the nigga that's making music for the hood. I do that. Think about what the fuck y'all niggas is saying. Like, the Rod Wave is my fucking son. He making music like me. Singing, trapping, rapping, I did that. I'm the one who started it. Motherfucker, think I'm thinking about you all day? You think I'm fucking worried about you? I said what I said. Ain't shit to do with you. And all these Florida niggas in my DMs acting like they hard. I'm going to be in Miami and Florida doing me regardless. This ain't going to stop with me, bro.
Ooh. Guess what? Mm-mm-mm.
What's that?
I am old. I know PNB Rock, but I don't know Rod Wave. I don't know what I just listened to.
He's on our countdown show.
He's definitely on our countdown. He got a big record. It's about to be a big top 10 record.
Well, guess who doesn't listen to the countdown show?
Oh, my goodness.
Uncle Sharla. But I wish those two brothers find common ground and find some peace. I don't like all of that. I'm going to be in this city and I'm going to be in this and that. Like, come on, man, stop. No, don't nobody got nothing to prove. Y'all two young brothers getting money. Keep it that way.
Well, PNB Rock is saying he did not name names, so he never mentioned
the name. If he named the name, I wouldn't know who he's talking about anyway. I just don't want to see brothers beefing over nothing, especially if they're getting money.
All right, Olivia Wilde is reportedly going to direct a female-led Marvel film that will happen at Sony. And she'll also be writing, the script alongside Katie Silverman. And what they are saying, sources wouldn't confirm the specific superhero, but they expect that it will focus on Spider-Woman.
I'm here for that. The MCU has really neglected its female characters over the past, decade and change of MCU movies. That's why even at the end of Endgame, when they have that one big scene where all the women heroes come together, a lot of those characters aren't super strong characters, so it didn't have that, impact that it should have had.
So hopefully all right, and Bella Thorne. Hopefully
female characters in the future.
Bella Thorne joined OnlyFans. She's the former Disney star turned Pornhub director, and she joined the site. We don't know exactly what will be on there, but she did cause the site to crash briefly. So if you want to subscribe to Bella Thorne, it'll be $102 for 6 months, and you can even buy gifts for her. She has a list on there where you can buy presents for her as well.
Mm-hmm. Why are you excited about this, Envy?
I'm just surprised that OnlyFans is making so much money that people could just jump on it. You can buy gifts. Yeah.
OnlyFans have been making money for years. It just got more popular during the pandemic.
Hey, refresh your Uncle Charlotte's memory. What is Bella Thorne? Who is Bella Thorne? What is she in?
Just told she's you. She was a Disney star. Porn director.
So my daughter would know her. How long ago was she on Disney?
It was a few years ago.
Okay. I hope my daughter hasn't followed her to her new career. You said Pornhub director.
She was featured in Alvin and the Chipmunks, Road Trip.
Bad enough. Zendaya's on Euphoria. Got to keep my daughter from watching that too, goddammit. She's not old enough for Euphoria yet.
All right, and Oscar De La Hoya looks like he's going to be returning to the ring.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness.
What? Why you say, oh, Lord? He's 47 years old.
He's too old, man.
These guys are going to hurt, man.
Yeah, he hasn't boxed since 2008 when he lost to Manny Pacquiao. He was 36 years old, but he said he's going to start sparring in the next few weeks. That's what he told ESPN. He doesn't know who he will be fighting, but he said it will not be an exhibition like Mike Tyson against Roy Jones Jr. He said this one will be for the record.
That's crazy how when you have that itch to still do something, you just have to do it. Because Oscar making money. Golden Boy Promotions is one of the biggest promotions.
Yeah, why would you do that?
In boxing. Like, he making money. You don't have to box.
Yeah, and the Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson fight, we told you, it's been rescheduled from September 12th to November 28th. So according to reports, Roy Jones Jr. was not happy about that at first. He was frustrated. Mike Tyson's camp was the ones that actually made that decision. He wants to be treated like he's equal in this whole decision. So they did have some minor issues. They worked things out. Another issue they're having is people are acting like this is going to be more of an exhibition and not really a real fight, but the both of them are training like it's a real deal type of fight. So November 28th. Mm. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we'll continue to talk about the Democratic National Convention. We gave you Kamala Harris already accepting the nomination officially. We already told you some of what Barack Obama had to say and Hillary Clinton, so we have some more when we come back.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, last night was the Democratic National Convention. Now, earlier, we played for you what Barack Obama, our former president, had to say about Donald Trump not growing into the job of president. Now, he had other things to say about why he knows why people don't believe in government. Here's what he had to say.
I understand why a white factory worker who's seen his wages cut or his job shipped overseas might feel like the government no longer looks out for him. And why a black mom might feel like it never looked out for her at all. I understand why a new immigrant might look around this country and wonder whether there's still a place for him here. Why a young person might look at politics right now, the circus of it all, and think, what is the point? Well, here's the point. This president and those in power, they are counting on your cynicism. They know they can't win you over with their policies. So they're hoping to make it as hard as possible for you to vote, and to convince you that your vote does not matter. That's how a democracy withers, until it's no democracy at all. And we cannot let that happen.
Y'all got the part when President Obama said, and that's on Crip. And the other part when he told Trump, you speak about my wife crazy again at me, ho. I thought that was powerful. Y'all didn't play that part?
Yeah, stop it.
I wonder if Barack Obama does get mad when Donald Trump says crazy things about Michelle Obama.
Well, if you played the part where he said at me, ho, you would have, you know.
I did think about that when he was responding to Michelle. I wonder if he was like, man, listen, if I see him. Well, Kamala Harris also.
Where do you think all that smoke came from last night? That's what he was a little perturbed talking about my wife crazy.
And by the way, if you didn't see that, you know, Barack Obama also posted his speech on social media, so you could read it in case you missed it. Now, Kamala Harris, when she spoke and accepted the nomination, her formal nomination, she had things to say about racism and how there is no vaccine for it.
Black, Latino, and Indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately. And this is not a coincidence. It is the effect of structural racism, of inequities in education and technology, healthcare and housing, job security and transportation, the injustice in reproductive and maternal health care, in the excessive use of force by police, and in our broader criminal justice system. This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other. And let's be clear. There is no vaccine for racism.
Oh, dropping a clues bomb for Kamala Harris. I love that. I'm telling you, it's not often you hear someone in that position speak on systemic racism in that way on that big of a platform. So I enjoyed it. She said the word black quite a few times, you know, so I really loved it. But ye, why didn't you play the part when Kamala said, y'all hoes just be hating because I'm a light skin AKA? That part was powerful too. Why didn't you play that?
She didn't say that, man.
And you know that did not happen. Relax. Don't say that.
What?
Some people might be listening, just like they know you're running on Kanye's ticket. I don't like to see you sabotage Kamala Harris this way.
That's not sabotage. That's powerful for her to say some of y'all just behave because I'm a light skin AKA. Some of y'all really need to just admit that y'all don't like Kamala Harris because she's an AKA, okay? I didn't go to college, so I don't have those beefs with sororities, but it is something about AKAs that pisses people off. Tell me I'm lying, okay?
How many of y'all out there? Why would you have beef with sororities even if you went to college?
I didn't say I have. I said I don't have any beef with sororities.
I know. I'm saying even if you had gone, why would you have?
You mean women, not no dudes. Huh? Well, you think fraternities some fraternities hate the AKAs too, you say?
Listen, he said I didn't go to college, but...
I said I didn't go to college, so I don't understand the beef that people have with these sororities. But I do know that a lot of people don't like AKAs for whatever reason. And some of y'all just don't like Kamala Harris because she's a light-skinned AKA. And I want you to let that hurt go and be honest with your Uncle Charlotte this morning. Now, when I threw this out to somebody in the room, I'm going to put her out there. Taylor, our producer.
Okay.
She immediately started hating. Immediately.
So this is where we go this morning.
Listen, yes. And she said, if I was to ask that question on the air, why y'all don't like AKAs, she said nobody's going to even know who the AKAs are. And then she admitted that she was raised to not like AKAs. Why? Because her mama is a Zeta. Whoa.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Whoa.
Then.
Wow. So you're don't come AKA in here giggling hater. Now.
And you better have that same energy,
wow.
Taylor. What you had to say? What you had to say when I brought this up?
All I'm going to say is pink and green is not a cute color. Like
what?
Combination.
What?
Wow.
What?
This sounds very divisive.
What? Uh-oh. I need you. Oh, let's play. Let's open up these phone lines. Take me back to James Hall. Hampton University. Let's do this. Don't let her talk to these AKAs like that. Are you saying, Charlamagne? Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
People be hating. I'm telling you, they be hating on AKAs.
People just hate on the pink and green. Ski-wee.
Yes. Now, you're not supposed to do that. Now, you're not supposed to do that. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you know better than that, Envy. That's why Envy tried to pledge and it didn't work out. I was riding.
Taylor disrespected AKAs and you just doubled down.
I didn't double down. I was riding with the AKAs. I was.
You know you can't make that noise.
Wow. Well, AKAs, I got your back this morning.
585-1051. We're asking, do you think people just don't like Kamala Harris because she's an AKA? Is there a lot of AKA haters out there? A lot of people that don't know AKA is a sorority.
I'm aware nothing AKA phobia.
I'm gonna wear nothing but pink and green around you, Taylor.
I don't think you can do that. That's disrespectful. Exactly. I'm disrespectful.
I can wear the colors.
It's not going to your skin tone.
All right. Well, let's open up this phone line. 800-585-1051. And shout to all the AKAs out there. Don't let them talk to you like that. How dare you, Taylor?
Ebony, I'm gonna see if Ebony Williams up to the school, Taylor, real quick. Let me see.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you joined us, we just realized that we worked with the AKA hater.
Yes. And can we talk about how this started? This started because we was watching Kamala Harris last night, and I was asking you, why didn't she play the part when Kamala said, y'all hoes just be hating because I'm a light-skinned AKA. And I really noticed that some people just hate light-skinned AKAs, and some people just don't like Senator Harris because of that. So I brought it up to Taylor, our producer, who immediately pushed back and started hating and said that her mother raised her to not like AKAs because her mama is a Zeta. Wow. The AKA hate runs deep.
Deep. Deep, 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 deep. Taylor, step up to the mic.
I just wanted to, you know, go to the phones and ask people, can they admit that they just don't like AKAs? Why don't people like AKAs? Let's talk about it.
Hello, who's this?
Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Are you an AKA hater, Ashley?
No, I am an AKA.
Ooh, go. Tell Taylor, come here and get this smoke.
Yes, because I just want to say, no one can hate on AKA simply because we were the first black women's sorority to be incorporated. So if it wasn't for Ethel Hedgman Lau, Zeta, Delta, Sigma Gamma Rho would not be here. And that's on period.
No, you're
that's
right.
That's on period.
No, you're right. You're right. Basically, but you know what happens after. But what happens after, you know, there's always room for improvement. So that's why there's more sororities, like the Zetas.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
It can be improved, but you still have to respect your roots. That's where the issue is coming from. Everyone want to hate. You can't hate where you start from. It's like you can't hate your ancestors because that's what
No, you're right. You're right. I respect them. But I'm just saying, it's just room for improvement.
Fall back. Give him the call. Give him that call.
Give him the call one time, Ashley.
look at that. Get on the floor.
Whoa.
But I love it is my catch. Zetas. I love my Zetas. I love my Deltas.
There
I
you go. Spread love.
All right. Have a good one.
Ashley, you just scared some. You just scared some cats this morning. I did some cats that went crazy just now.
I think my call was a little better.
I got to call Ebony K. Williams. We got to have Ebony K. Williams on the school, y'all, on some of this AKA hate.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, for some reason, Charlamagne this morning is trying to bring smoke to the AKAs.
I am not trying to bring smoke to the AKAs. I love AKAs.
Now, we're trying to figure out why, you know, some people just don't like Kamala Harris, and Charlamagne believes maybe it's because she's an AKA.
Listen, last night, during her speech, one of the most powerful, you know, potent parts of her speech was when she said, some of y'all hoes just be hating because I'm a light-skinned AKA. Mm. And, you know, when I brought that in this morning and I said, yo, some people don't like Senator Harris just because she's a light-skinned AKA, Taylor, our producer, immediately started hating. And she said the reason that she doesn't like AKA is because her mama raised her that way because her mama is a Zeta.
Mm. So now
we decided to open up the phone lines.
Yeah, we have a friend to the room on the line right now.
Oh, yes. And she reps the AKAs to the fullest, the pink and
Ebony
green to
K.
the
Williams,
fullest.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning. Is Angela up in there with y'all?
Yeah,
of course.
She's here.
Hey, Ebony.
Hey, Queen Angela. Man, Charlamagne, you are fully fledged tripping this morning, brother.
Speak to
Talk to me.
Now, if Envy is to be believed, are you saying that folks is hating because she's an AKA and she's a light-skinned, long-haired AKA?
Yes, I see a lot of people hating on Senator Harris just because she's a light-skinned AKA. And I think it's a deep-rooted issue people have with, with light-skinned AKA.
I tried to warn him. I put my pinky up and tried to warn him. Tell him,
I'm not on no side here. I'm just trying to figure out where this hate comes from for the AKAs.
I'm playing with you, Charlamagne. Okay, so I will tell you guys, listen, it's true. It's true that there is a history. It's a real history, really, amongst all sororities, right, in the black community. We know about brown paper bag tests at one time. Mm-hmm. To be in any of these Greek letter organizations and to, frankly, be affiliated with some levels of churches, some level of the NAACP, all of that, you had to be, quote, lighter than a brown paper bag. You had to pass a straight hair test. Could they drop a pencil through your hair? Could it go through, neatly? Y'all have seen my hair. I would have failed that on site. That's just what it historically has been. But y'all, we're way past that. One thing I'm proud of, and I really contemplated, the perception of sorority life, the perception of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated in general, before I chose to pledge that particular sorority, because I never wanted to amplify that terrible narrative that says that lighter skinned black people are in any way more valuable, smarter, prettier, or better than our darker skinned counterparts, because we know that is a slave mentality to the fullest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important that we correct false narratives. I have sores of all colors. They are gorgeous. I have bald-headed sores. I have sores with hair down to their waist, all textures. And I think Kamala Harris, again, comes from Howard University. That is the alpha chapter of our sorority. She represents something that is collective in inclusion and diversity. But no, you're not lying, Charlamagne. That narrative is out there. But it's terrible. Also, you look at Delta Sigma Theta. For women, we have a friendly rivalry. Deltas are women of high caliber, high self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Theta Phi Beta, Sigma Gamma Rho, same, right? So the Divine Nine is really going to be Kamala Harris's ultimate power base. Like, if y'all look on social, you might see a couple haters, but really what you see, y'all, is she shouted out the entire Divine Nine last night.
That's right.
All nine Greek letter organizations, Alpha Phi Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Phi Beta Sigma, and Iota Phi Theta. So, y'all, we're coming in full effect. And then it's not just D9, right, which does have a history of being particularly maybe elitist or separatist or whatever. Kill all that shit. All of our organizations, I have a friend, and she's like, listen, if you are Delta and you're not voting for Kamala Harris because she's an AKA, your ass is paper, you cat. And if you're Greek, you know what that means. It means you really not about the things you took your pledge to be about, right? Which is the collective service, empowerment, and uplifting of all black people. Period. Full stop. End of story. So,
okay.
Yeah, Char, I hear you. There are some folks that might still away. That those people are stuck in a bygone era. And we do not
hear
have
that, Taylor?
The separatism.
Taylor, our producer, said she was raised to hate AKAs.
See, like, Evan is just going to yell at me. I was just kidding, Evan.
Definitely hating. Definitely hating. She was like, y'all were the first sorority. She said, y'all were the first sorority, but it had to be improvement. That's why all these other sororities started.
Oh,
now, Evan.
She did.
Ebony.
She did.
Ebony, is it okay that Emmy was in here?
You wasn't kidding.
Angela, what you saying? Mm-hmm.
Is it okay that Envy was in here doing the skiwi?
I was repping.
No, and Envy knows better than that, because Envy knows damn well that unless you have pledged your life to the great Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, you have no business skiwiing. Didn't y'all have this conversation when what's your boy was wearing
Boosie.
The Kappa Alpha sweatshirt?
Yep.
Boosie's ass
Boosie.
Was out
yep.
here wearing that Kappa shirt. So y'all know that us Greeks like to keep our sacred reverence sacred, but listen, at the end of the day, we just here for Kamala. Right now, it's honestly, y'all, it's so much bigger than that, right? So if DJ Envy's ass want to see we, I'm not giving you permission, but I'm going to look the other way, because it's
long. Can we get a ski wee, Ebony? Can we get a ski wee from you?
I'm going to give you one.
Goodness gracious, I did it a lot better than that. Goodness gracious.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I can't get my skiwi off.
You ain't had your coffee yet, Ab. You ain't had your coffee yet.
All right, Ebony. Thank you for checking in.
Damn. Thank you for calling, Ebony.
All right, thank y'all. Bye.
Goodness gracious. All right.
That's Ebony K. Williams. Check Ebony K. Williams out on Revolt Black News.
Oh, my goodness.
Weekdays on Revolt.
All right. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about Trey Songz. There are allegations against him, and we'll tell you what his response to those allegations are.
I need to create my own sound, then, man. Y'all got a sound for me?
Yeah, whatever you do, the butt queef. You know how when you be riding with the gel on and you've been riding for too long? There you go.
Yo, shut up,
man. You can do a little louder. Woof. Call it a queef week. Queef week. Woof.
Yo, I hate you, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Trey Songz.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Trey Songz was on social media yesterday, and he was responding to this interview that was done on the No Jumper podcast. This was Selena Powell and her friend Eliza, and they were talking about Trey Songz. According to Eliza, she says that Trey Songz unexpectedly urinated on her.
Allegedly, like, all these girls are saying, like, they got raped by, like, Usher, and, you know, so I was like, y'all are liars until it happened to me.
Who read to?
Trey Songz.
I go to the bathroom to wipe the off my face, like in between rounds. He follows me in there. He's like, get in the bathtub. I'm like, okay. And he's like, put your so I do. And then he literally just peed on me like that. And I was like, what the on my eyelashes? And he's like, you're fine. But every Trey. Bitch I know that has him says the same shit. Like,
that he pees on him?
Yeah, I think and his he's kid. Psycho. Like, he took my phone and my purse away for like a whole day, held it over the balcony, was like, bitch, if you try and leave, I'm gonna drop this.
All right, well, that's a lot to digest right there. Now,
those are very serious allegations. Those are very serious allegations. Those are allegations that should not be tried in the court of public opinion.
Now, Trey Songz responded on social media. He said, y'all stay ready to believe a bird. Then he went on to say, I usually stay quiet on this, but I feel that in many ways, the movement to fight for the women who actually have suffered harassment and abuse on various levels has been hijacked by those who find it convenient for themselves to come up as they seek to destroy someone's life. I brush it off every time, but once you have an allegation, no matter its true weight and validation, it's now happened once and to some will be believable from that moment forward. None of that happened. And then he went on to post his own receipts, which were messages between them. And people were definitely going crazy over these messages also, where he's telling her to get into Uber to come there and all kinds of offerings of things to happen. And then he also posted, y'all remember Jane Doe claimed I sexually assaulted her in Miami. She wants me to pay for her therapy and the rest of her school because of all the trauma she's been through. Please read. And then he posted a letter from another woman who had DM'd him that was in the car that night, and she's saying that Trey Songz had told the girl to get out of the car. She was embarrassed, and the next thing she knew, there was this lawsuit that came up. So she's on the side of Trey Songz and saying that nothing happened. The girl was just embarrassed and was told to get out of the car, and that's why she was suing him. So he said, you will choose to believe what you want. I've been focusing my energy and time on good things, and I know the devil wants my soul more now than ever. I'm going to keep my head high and push forward. If you're holding me down in these moments, I appreciate that. Now, Selena Powell responded on social media, wow, woke up to this trending for 2 years now. I tried to block this off, but F it, let's talk. April 6th, Trey Songz, you forced me to do something and threw my phone off the balcony, refused to let me and another younger girl go. I'm used to being treated like ish. She goes on to say, so with being effing scared of knowing what you're capable of doing and living three floors down, plus just being beaten by Tory Lanez, I'm like stuck. I did think you're a changed man since you're a son and I still am proud. I don't see how apologizing to you for taking this to social media is a bad thing. Just because I'm saying sorry to you doesn't mean what happened isn't correct. Especially when I had a rape kit done. There's multiple cases against you. Want to address that or just my friend? So then she posted the lawsuit that she says, or the rape kit that she said that she took. And she said, my case is now public record. Someone go get the report, read it, and weep. I didn't lie about Jack. Police and lawyers were involved. Now, people on social media were bringing up past things, including when Keke Palmer was on The Breakfast Club. And she said this about an incident when she was at Trey Songz's house.
I tell my truth. And, you know, I just thought it was real interesting that after all those things went down,
someone else has something to say. So it wasn't like, I don't like when people think that somebody is just going to be saying something just to say it. First of all, I love black people. I love my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to ever tear nobody down. So if I say something, I'm saying something for a reason. And I feel like so many times black women say stuff and nobody gives a fuck when sometimes black women say something. But somebody of another complexion, somebody of another color, they say something. And then it's like, we're taking it to court.
Now, People's Headlines, Newsweek said Keke Palmer warned everyone about Trey Songz before the 2020 assault allegation. And Keke Palmer on the show said she was speaking her truth. She hadn't spoken to Trey Songz since the incident went down. That is when she was finding herself hiding in the closet because she did not want to be put on video without her permission. And she felt it was sexual intimidation. In addition, Bebe Rexha, an old interview that Bebe Rexha did, has resurfaced, and here's what she said during that interview about an incident at a wedding with Trey Songz.
I went to a wedding, and they rented like a mansion, and everybody at the end, it was like only like 50 of us at the end of the party, you know. It was like all these, it was some of the Victoria's Secret models, like his big clients, and Trey Songz was there with his date. And I go to the pool house, literally, and I swear on everything. He's giving me the eye all night, and I was like, okay, what's going on? This is weird. I go to the pool house, which is like right by the pool, and he literally is at the door and pushes me against the wall and puts his lips on my lips and is like, let's do this. I'm like, no, I said, I can't, I'm not doing this.
Like I said, those are very serious allegations that should not be tried in the court of public opinion. And that's what seems like is happening over the past 24 hours is being tried in the court of public opinion. But those type of allegations should not be tried in the court of public opinion. It should be in the courtroom. So
we're presenting everything that's being said right now, and we will keep you updated on what's happening.
All right.
And Keke Palmer tweeted, I'll always be strong enough to stand in your truth because guess who got you? God. I love y'all. Now, in other news, Meg Thee Stallion actually posted pictures of her injuries. People were trying to say that she was making it up, that she hadn't gotten shot in the foot. And I saw a lot of people making jokes because she's been out and about and celebrating her number one song that Cardi B has out, WAP. Mm-hmm. And she said, LOL, what I have learned about majority of the people on social media is y'all like to hear bad news before good news. A lie spreads quicker than the truth and y'all really be believing the ish y'all make up. I got hit at the back of my feet because when I got shot, I was walking away facing the back. Why would I lie about getting shot? Why are y'all so upset that I don't want to be in the bed sad? Why are y'all upset that I can walk? I got my stitches out my feet like 2 weeks ago and I was ready to go celebrate WAP going number one. I usually don't address internet BS, but y'all people are so sick. So she posted those pictures. They're pretty graphic. And once people know, it did happen.
The crazy part about the truth on social media is nobody cares. Like, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you? Nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. So she can do that, and it's the truth, and she's really not proving anything to anybody because the people that believe her already believed her, and the people that don't want to believe her because the lie is more entertaining, they're going to run with that. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
We need Tom Brenneman to come to the front of the congregation. In fact, we might need to take our hats off and have a moment of silence for one of our broadcasters who died last night. Because in life, you either evolve or die. Tom definitely died.
Goodness gracious. All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you get donkey ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 20th, goes to Cincinnati Reds broadcaster Tom Brenneman. Let me tell you something. I salute all broadcasters. Radio, TV, podcast. The reason I salute y'all is because this is a dangerous job we do. Every day we letting these words fly out of our mouths. It's literally like walking on landmines. Everybody is so easily offended. You never know what you may say that will rub people the wrong way. People will take things you said out of context. They will tell you about your intention for your words, even if you didn't mean it that way. They will tell you that you didn't actually mean what you said and will judge your words, not off what you
actually said, but how those words made them feel. It's a dangerous, dangerous time. Not only do you have to watch what you say now, you have to watch for what you said back in the day, because time doesn't matter anymore. Okay, cultural context doesn't matter. If you said something 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. There is no statute of limitations on words anymore, which, by the way, is the stupidest thing ever. If something was said publicly somewhere, broadcast for the whole world to hear, you shouldn't be able to hold them accountable for that now. Because clearly, if it was said back then and nothing happened to the person, then clearly the cultural context of the time allowed it. It's like issuing out retroactive speeding tickets, okay? If the speed limit was 70 miles per hour on a highway 10 years ago, and I did 70, sometimes 75, that was cool because that was the speed limit, okay? I can push it a little to 75 because if the speed limit on that highway was 70, I can do about 75. But if the speed limit on that highway got reduced to 55 because there were too many accidents, too many people getting hurt, too many people getting killed, understandable. I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm not trying to hurt myself. So I slow my ass down. When you know better, you do better. Now, if I continue to speed, I deserve all the tickets, all the fines, all the consequences that come with that. But what if I started getting retroactive tickets for the speed I was doing 10 years ago? That wouldn't make no damn sense, would it? I was doing the speed limit that was allowed at the time. And now that times have changed, I have grown and changed with them. But some of us have not. Tom Brenneman is one of those people. Tom Brenneman is 56 years old. Straight caveman status in America, if you have not evolved. Okay? It's simple. Evolve or die. Well, yesterday, we watched Tom Brenneman die. If he's not dead, he's on life support because he was speeding last night. Okay, boy, he was doing 90 in a 55. That car ran off the road. He hit a tree, and he's lucky to be alive. If he's alive, the jury is still out. But you can't feel sorry for Tom because he knew the speed limit. He's a broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds. And he was broadcasting during a game. And he was caught uttering. I don't even know if uttering is the right word because that's just sounded like a declarative statement. Okay? But he was caught making an anti-gay slur between innings. We have to bleep it out. Just know it's the gay slur that starts with F. Okay? The shortened version. A cigarette in London. The one that rhymes with mag. Let's listen.
The f***ing capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
Can I hear that just one more time, please?
The f***ing capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
I'm so perplexed by this because I just need to know. What was Tom looking at that made him say that? What was he looking at? What was he listening to? What came in his mind that made him say that? I Googled gay capital of America. And since he wasn't on there, okay, San Francisco was number one. So if he was a broadcaster for the Giants, it would make sense. Okay, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, New Orleans, Seattle, Salt Lake City, LA, Denver, Hartford, Connecticut, but no Cincinnati. So what did Tom see that made him say that? That's what I need to know. Where two guys making out in front of him? Did someone send him a screenshot of Envy and his guys riding bikes with the gel on their bookies? What happened to make Tom say that terrible word? Now, Tom did apologize. And look at how good this guy is at his job. Listen, he called. Listen to what he listened.
I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with. For anybody that I've offended here tonight, I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that could back that up. I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Dale, take you the rest of the way home.
This guy called a home run in the middle of apologizing. Can you really take an apology sincere when a guy is too distracted by something else to continue to focus on the apology? And what's hilarious about this is him not knowing if he's dead or not. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to be here, if I'm going to ever wear this headset again, if I'm moving someplace else. Remember in the movie Signs when Mel Gibson's wife was still alive, stuck between the tree and the car, and she was alive but really dead and she was going to die at any moment? That's how Tom sounded. And I think Tom should be suspended, okay, and reassigned to San Francisco. Matter of fact, reassign him to the least gayest city in the world. I Googled that too. It's Birmingham, Alabama. Go to the Birmingham Barons. Nice minor league team that Michael Jordan used to play for. That should be your future. Some donkey today just saw themselves. Please give Tom Brenneman the biggest hee-haw. By the way, if you don't practice bad habits, you won't make those mistakes on or off air. Just simply don't use that kind of language and you won't have that problem.
I don't like how you threw my guys riding bikes in your little donkey.
What do you mean?
Wow.
First of all, ain't no guys in my donkey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep flirt. My guys out
all
your
right.
Donkey.
Number one. Number two, I really want to know what he saw though. I really want to know what made him say that in that moment. Because mm-hmm. something prompted that. I would like to know what it is.
I don't know. But anyway, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, yes, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, it's time for Ask Yee. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Tajara.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, my question is, I'm 23, and I'm looking to buy my first home next year.
Woo, congratulations. Yeah. That's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, so my boyfriend, my current, he's the father of my kids. Mm-hmm. He wants to buy a house together, but we aren't married. And I feel like it's kind of important for me to buy my first home on my own, but mm-hmm. I just don't know what to do.
All right, well, a couple of things here. Are y'all planning to get married? Is he talking about proposals, yes, marriage, anything?
Yes. But I'm a nurse, and I'm in nursing mm-hmm. school again. So he's saying, you know, wait till you finish nursing school, and he's starting his own business as well. So he's saying that we should wait till we get married, you know. Then,
girl, do not wait till you get married to have your own house, okay? If you want to buy a house, that's your money. You have the option. It's an investment. So just like
no,
you can
not
buy.
He's saying wait until we get married to buy a house.
He's saying wait till you finish school.
Now, yes, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I should buy a house with someone I'm not married to.
And what does he say when you tell him that?
He's like, you know, just do whatever you feel like. And his parents, they have land. We're from Florida, Charlamagne. Don't come mm-hmm. for us, but. And his parents, they have land in Central Florida. So, you know, they say, well, we'll give y'all a couple of acres and y'all can build y'all house on, you know, on the land. But, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with that, but I don't know if I want that to be my first home, you know?
Okay. Listen, I think it's always important to explore all of your options and then you decide what's best for you. Now, you said you're not planning to buy a house till next year, right?
Yes.
So a lot can change between now and then. I would say save up your money, do whatever it is that you need to do to prepare for that. Now, if things happen to change between now and next year, you can always change your mind and decide to do what you want to do then. But do your research and then you'll decide what's best for you. You're not doing anything until next year anyway. So you have plenty of time to think about it. You need to let him know this is, you know, I look at it like I don't want us to buy a house together unless we're married. Maybe he'll propose before then. Maybe anything could happen between now and then. In the meantime, if I were you, I would move, do my research, look at houses. And that way, you know, if you decide that's what you want to do next year, that's what you do. If you change your mind, you always have the ability to do that. And remember, buying a house isn't the most permanent thing in the world. And I had to learn that when I bought my first house, because in my head, I was always like, I'm not going to buy a house till I get married. Like, that's in your head what you think is going to happen. Sometimes life doesn't happen like that. And I bought my house for $985,000. Now it's worth like $1.6 million. That was a great investment. So a house can also be a great investment. You can also always sell it. It's not permanent. So just remember that there's different things you can do in real estate that you don't have to feel like I bought a house, now I'm locked in forever.
Yeah, absolutely, ma'am. I'm on my fifth house right now. I started very slow. I started what I could afford, and then as I made more money, as I worked a little bit more, made better investments, I sold and continued to grow. But I'm on house number five, personal house five.
Wow. Okay. You can just buy your house, get you like a starter house. And you can buy that and you stay there and then you can just work on building the house, you know, because his dad is into construction. His dad built his house. So she said that we could just, you know, build that house while we're living in the current house.
Yeah, you have all kinds of options available to you. Just look at it as what makes sense for me financially. What's a smart decision?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And that's dope, man. I love to see other women going out there and doing their own thing, too. I think that's incredible. So I commend you for that, planning ahead for the future.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bless. I'm
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Angela. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. What's up?
Hey, Angela. How are you?
Horrible, honestly.
Okay, talk to me.
I just got dumped last night.
I'm sorry.
Over 3 years.
Oh, what happened?
It's been rough the last year. Mm-hmm. Just he's been having a lot of issues and I've been having a lot of issues. I see a therapist and he's been talking about seeing one and it just, he hasn't done it and his health is just not okay. And he says that he just needs time to heal.
Okay.
But I don't know what to do because I can't let go of it as easily as he just could.
Well, Angela, first of all, this happened last night, and I see that you're upset, you're crying, and that's fine. You can do that. Like, I feel like it's so important for us to deal with our emotions. So I think the positive thing is that you are dealing with your emotions. And when you break up with somebody, that's how you should feel. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just, okay for you to upset. It's okay.
I don't know where to go. It's like you said, it just happened last night, and we live together still. I have to find a completely new place, but with COVID happening, I was unemployed for so long. I have no money because unemployment hasn't gotten back to me, and I don't know what to do next, and I can't stand to live with him if I can't be with him.
Do you have any friends or family members where you can go stay for temporarily?
I messaged my dad to see if I could stay at his place. That would be fun.
Okay. All right. So let's work on, first of all, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be upset. But I understand that you need to get out of there. So what did your dad say?
He said the house is always open. He didn't ask any questions.
That's amazing.
And that's what your dad should do.
That's
house
amazing.
Is always and open said, and you could come anytime. Goddamn right.
And like you said, it'll be fun. So I think for you, like, start getting your stuff together, you know, make arrangements so that you can go and deal with this head on emotionally for yourself. And thank you so
you
much for calling, man. I think right now it's probably not the best time. You guys are very emotional. And like you said, you've been seeing a therapist. You feel that he needs to do it. He needs to make that commitment for himself. I think for you, you need to understand. I don't know that this is the end, this is goodbye, but maybe y'all do need space. He said he needs some time. And so give him that time, but hopefully he'll work on himself during that time.
Yeah.
And for you, I'm glad and I'm happy. It's positive that you're working on yourself. I think it's dope that you're going to see a therapist.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And,
that you tell me.
Right. Right now, you are the most important person, and that's okay for you to take care of you. And if that means seeking professional help, I think it's, you know, amazing and inspiring that you're doing that. You have some place to go. You can go to your dad's house. You yourself said that'll be fun. You know, get your stuff together, get out, let him have his space, work through things himself, and you work through things yourself. Maybe once y'all are okay separately, individually, then maybe you will come back together, or maybe you'll find something better at some point. But in the meantime, it's okay to be upset. Continue going to therapy. Spend some time with your dad. Spend some time with your friends. Do things that make you happy. And own the fact that, yes, your feelings are hurt, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's better things out there. You don't need him.
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's better things out there for you. You don't need him. You're strong, you're beautiful, and you got this, all right? And you can call up here anytime you need to. We don't judge. This is a non-judgment zone.
That's right. And Envy slept with him, too. Listen, Envy slept with him, too. That's how he knows there's better things out there.
Hey, shut up.
Dang,
don't laugh at that.
Damn. Envy's married.
Damn. I bet it's Envy just said it so matter-of-factly.
Damn.
I've had it. There's better things out there. We don't need
it. Had nothing. I just told her there's better. You know what? Miss you, good luck, and we wish you the best, all right?
Have a good day.
Hey, and remember, Angela. All right, and remember, Angela's a strong and powerful. You got this.
Here we are. Yes, we are.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you all.
All right. I hate you, Charlamagne, by
the
way.
She about to call him right now.
And say what?
No, she's not. She's going to gather her things together, get to her father's house.
That's right.
Envy is so crazy. Envy said, there's other penises out there.
I didn't say that. You got a deranged mind. I said, there's better things out there for you.
I've had him before. There's better things out there, girl.
I didn't say that. I hate you. We got rumors on the way. I didn't say that.
Wow.
Speaking of which, let's talk about August Alsina. Now, he recently did an interview with People Magazine. And he talks about, again, why he had to reveal the affair that he had with Jada Pinkett Smith.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk August Alsina.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, August Alsina did an interview with People Magazine where he talks about why he had to address these rumors with Jada Pinkett Smith and confirm them. He said, I never really cared about what people thought of me, but my personal life started to seep into my business life. There were certain falsities about me and it affected my business relationships. I could understand why it would look like I'm reckless or disrespectful. So it really started to affect my livelihood and I'm never okay with that. So people apparently thought that he was trying to date Jada Pinkett Smith and he was disrespectful to Will Smith and it was hurting his reputation and hurting his opportunities. And he said the actions just became too much for him to handle. So because Jada Pinkett Smith refused to come forward, he did it instead. And as you know, Jada Pinkett Smith did confirm on Red Table Talk that she did indeed have a relationship with August Alsina and that her and Will Smith were separated at the time.
Well, I heard August explain that when he did the interview with you, Angela Yee, and I've heard him explain that with Lil Wayne. Now I'm hearing him explain it again. So that leads me to believe that nobody's listening to what he's saying. And guess what, August? It's because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. They don't care that August's life was impacted by this. They just want to hear about, you know, him
relationship.
Having an entanglement. That's it. That's seriously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Some people are upset that he spoke out about it. And, you know, he did a song about it. Entanglement.
Did do a song about it.
With Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Did do a song about it.
All right, Jason Mitchell, you know him, of course, formerly from The Chi and from Straight Outta Compton. He's got a new role coming, and it's a big one. He's going to be portraying Sean Bell in a biopic. He's portraying the life of Sean Bell, yes. Sean Bell was only 23, and he had just finished celebrating his bachelor party with his dad and two friends when cops opened fire on their car, and they were investigating a nearby strip club and they believed that Sean Bell and the guys were armed, but they were not. So they did end up settling with Sean Bell's family for $7 million 4 years later. But three of the cops who opened fire were fully acquitted. So Jason Mitchell is going to be portraying Sean Bell.
And that's why I don't like movies like that. You know, I mean, I'm happy that the family is going to get money because nothing has changed. You know, Sean Bell was what, over 10 years ago?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And nothing has changed with the relationship between police and the black community. Nothing has changed when it comes to police reform. We're still fighting situations like that to this day. So it's just like, you know, movies just like that just keep re-triggering mm-hmm. us and re-triggering that trauma, man.
Just mm-hmm. like Storm Over Brooklyn, like we were talking about Yusef Hawkins, where it was a racial incident and, you know, he still has not completely gotten justice. And that was back in 1989. And so this with Sean Bell was in 2006. And so the name of the movie is 50 Shots. That's reference to the 50 bullets that cops fired that killed Sean Bell. That's going to be tough. And they're filming that mm-hmm. in Queens.
Yeah.
All right. Comedy Central has canceled the show Drunk History after 6 seasons, and they're not returning for a 7th season, you know, due to the pandemic. And they're going to be focusing a lot more on adult animated shows. You know, they picked up the Daria spinoff Jodi and the reboots for Beavis and Butthead and the Ren and Stimpy show as well.
You know what I would love to see Comedy Central pick up? I would love to see Comedy Central pick up the 85 South show Roach Motel cartoon with Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and DC Young Fly. That Roach Motel that they be doing on YouTube is hilarious. I would love to see that. Well, now's the
time. Yeah, that would be dope to get that. Yeah, that show is hilarious.
All right, and Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, is now the world's 4th richest person. Wow. By the way, he cemented that spot. His net worth grew $7.8 billion when shares of Tesla went up 11% on Monday.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of great things. I'm hoping that the solar panel things that he's doing really, really catch. You know, if you have shingles on your house, he's actually doing a new shingle where it's actually a solar panel. So it doesn't look as big and bulky as some of the things
that
you used
to. Yeah, those solar panels. Yeah, so he's worth $84.8 billion now.
Wow.
Sheesh. And I see he also just got some more funding for his SpaceX. So that's pretty amazing.
You don't need it. Fund it yourself, all that money you're making.
Damn right. I'm just saying that because I got stock in it. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you so much, Yee. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, earlier today, we were talking about Kamala Harris. And yes. We were saying, are people mad at her because she's an AKA? And there's still so many people on the line that wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. You know, last night during her speech, Kamala said, y'all hoes just be hating because I'm a light-skinned AKA. And, you know, the hate for light-skinned AKAs is real. And you
she
know,
didn't say that. Just, but let's go to the phone lines. She did not. Hello, who's this?
What up? It's Jay.
Jay, what's happening, brother?
What's up, Jay?
Peace, King. What's going on, Yee?
Hey, how are you?
Good. So I just want to put this out there. I'm a Sigma. So Zeta Phi Beta, that's my sorority sisters. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I got 2 kids. My kid's mother is a Zeta. I don't hate on nobody, but I'm going to just be honest with y'all. If my kids pledge anything other than Sigma or Zeta, good luck. Don't ask me for no fees. Don't ask me for a slice of pizza. Don't ask me to come to your pro show. None of that.
So you ain't messing up. Your daughter becomes an AKA. It's a wrap.
Envy is over.
Why? What if she wants to be an AKA because Senator Kamala Harris has influenced her, inspired her, and she wants to be part of the Divine Nine? She just don't want to be a Zeta.
Envy, was I speaking English the first time?
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. All right, King.
Easy, man. Peace. Uh-huh.
Man, he said that matter of fact, period. Yeah. Ooh.
He said, I ain't even gonna buy no pizza. Goodness gracious. All right, well.
And listen, you know I gotta remind you all this every single day, but make sure that you guys vote. And if you are not registered to vote or if you need any type of information, text Levi's to 788-683. That's how you can get registered. That's how you can find out whatever date you need to know. That's how you can find out all your voting how-tos from Rock the Vote. Levi's has teamed up with Rock the Vote. They want to get as many people as possible registered and ready to vote this fall. It's important.
When we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So next week is Yee Day, right, Yee?
Yes, that's going to be on Friday, August 28th. It is Yee Day, so we're going to have soca artist Kes performing from Trinidad. Also, live from Jamaica. Well, live to tape, really. We'll have Beanie Man. We'll have Christopher Martin, D Major, Aji. Who else is performing? Romaine Virgo, which I'm super excited about. Queen Ifrica. Here in New York, we already taped for that part. So we have Hood Celebrity. We have Josh X, we have Cranium, we have Noah Power. It's going to be really dope. I'm super excited for it. So get ready to party with us because it's going to be an all-day celebration and Power 105.1 is involved. Of course, we have Ray and Nephew, which is like the official rum of Jamaica. So if you've ever had a real rum punch, you know that's made with Ray and Nephew. And they've been in Jamaica since 1825. So they've been around for quite some time. So yes, I'm excited. I'm hyped.
All right.
I can't wait. It's a lot of work right now, but I'm excited for it.
All right, well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, I do. I want to tell y'all, never stop doing your best just because someone doesn't give you credit. And if you're doing your best, you won't have any time to worry about failure.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.